Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Man arrested after pursuit, charged with felony for bringing handgun into detention center. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Deputies arrested a man after a brief pursuit and charged him with a felony for possessing a handgun inside the Campbell County Detention Center on Thursday. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, 41-year-old Christopher D. Ortego was arrested on July 25th for eluding and impaired driving after allegedly leading deputies on a 15-minute chase in a maroon 1989 GMC Suburban. He was charged with bringing a deadly weapon into the jail after a Phoenix Arms Raven 25 automatic handgun was discovered on him inside the detention center. Reynolds said the pursuit began when Ortego fled from a deputy who attempted to stop him for swerving and failing to maintain a single lane of travel on Highway 59 shortly before 2:13 a.m. Ortego's Suburban with two flat rear tires continued onto Interstate 90 at a speed of 10 to 20 miles per hour. Gillette police officers deployed spike strips near mile marker 128, deflating the front tires. Ortego eventually stopped near Stetson Drive and East 6th Street, where he was arrested for eluding police, drunken driving, swerving, and bringing a firearm into prison. The handgun was found concealed in his boot at the detention center. Arch Resources plans further reduction of Wyoming operational footprint. Arch Resources Incorporated has reported a decline in thermal coal shipments from Wyoming's Powder River Basin in quarter 2, 2024, but anticipates a rebound in the second half of the year. Cowboy State Daily reported, despite this, the company expressed doubts about its long-term future in the Powder River Basin, which could alarm regional and state officials who rely on coal revenue. Arch continues to reduce its operational footprint in the area, having spent $146 million on reclamation costs. The company's thermal coal sales dropped by $143.4 million in the first half of 2024 due to decreased Powder River Basin sales volume. Arch expects performance to improve through cost-cutting measures, though job cuts have already begun, with 53 positions eliminated over the past year. Production at Black Thunder's mine fell by 36.2%, and Coal Creek mine saw a 44% decline. Local officials are planning for the closure of Coal Creek, considering converting the site into an industrial park. Arch aims to exit the thermal coal business and has accelerated reclamation efforts at both mine sites. The company's profit dropped by 81% in quarter 2, 2024, partly due to a disruption in coal exports caused by the Baltimore Bridge collapse. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.